Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, it is Thursday afternoon. Thank you for being here. Breaking news, the Senate has rejected a proposal to give rail workers 7 days of paid sick leave. That just came out a few moments ago. Bernie Sanders had put in this proposal, which would have given railway workers 7 days of sick leave, a benefit that was left out of a labor deal brokered by the Presidential Emergency Board between freight rail companies and unionized workers. The proposal to give workers 7 days of sick leave was championed by Bernie Sanders. Now, remember something. The workers had, at least of the 12 unions, all but three or four of them had accepted the terms offered by the railroad companies, which would have given them a 24% pay increase. And that wasn't good enough for the other unions. So that's where the strike issue might have come up. And this point right now about a proposal with 7 days of sick leave is now been shot down, at least by the Senate as of right now. So the strike is still imminent. Essentially, I know what it sounds like. I mean, you might turn around and you might hear what people saying, and Joe Biden just said a few moments ago, he supports the idea of people having paid sick leave. However, he says something to the effect of, all workers deserve paid sick leave, but a rail strike could cause a recession. We have that audio as well, and we'll play that for you. Just a few moments. But this just happened. All breaking news. The Senate has shot down that. So we'll see where this goes from here. But again, remember, the workers turned down the paid sick days in exchange for a 24% pay increase, which is pretty huge. All right. Turning locally for a moment. Republicans did not do well nationally on Election Day. As we know, the red wave failed to emerge. But close to home, they did do very, very well, particularly in South Jersey. In fact, they crushed it in South Jersey. And the guy who led that crushing joins me right now, New Jersey State Senator Michael Testa. Hey, Senator, thanks for making time for me today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I always love to be on your show. And, you know, and I appreciate the recognition that you're giving to, you know, the Republican Party in South Jersey, especially in my home county where I'm the Republican chair in Cumberland County, where we had an historic win. We are getting to govern for consecutive years for the first time in over half a century. So we are very excited, and we have a great team in place, and we have a transition team as well that we're working very hard with our newly minted commissioners, and we're going to show the Democrats how to govern.
Good. I'm glad. And you wrote an op-ed recently about this in the Atlantic City Press. And you talked about the secret here in the victory. And what I liked about it was you're unapologetically conservative. And you said that the key is being unapologetically conservative. Point out how the liberal policies have hurt people. Don't hide from it.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I always say, and it was taught to me right before I became county chairman in 2014, was that you don't beat vanilla with French vanilla. You have to be a much more stark contrast than that. And I think that the Republican Party in the state of New Jersey far too many times is apologetic about being Republican. And they say, listen, you know, we're not really the st- staunch Republicans that you see on television and you hear about on the radio, you know, we're much more sensible here in the state of New Jersey, whatever that means, or we're much more common sense, or we're much more centric. Well, you know what happens with that? You have Republicans continuing to run losing campaigns. And here in South Jersey, obviously in Cape May County, they run very strong conservative Republican campaigns where my good friend Mike Donahue is the chairman and I'm the senator for that that county as well. And in Cumberland County, despite the fact that we have an 11,500 voter deficit in registration from Democrats to Republican, despite the fact that we're the most diverse county in the state of New Jersey, despite the fact that we're the poorest county in the state of New Jersey, we just flipped our freeholder board, now our board of commissioners, to being Republican.
So you flipped it. So it was controlled by Democrats, because I know people listening might say, oh, yeah, but you guys are always Republican down there. Come on. This is silly to make these kind of points when you come from a Republican stronghold.
We haven't been a Republican stronghold for 50 years in Cumberland County. In fact, we've only, I believe, had it in those 50 years, four singular years of Republican control. But because of the win this year by Commissioner Doug Albrecht and Commissioner-elect Victoria Lodes, we are now going to be Republican for at least 2 years. And obviously we're planning to have more Republican victories to extend that reign.
And Mike, when you think about it, Senator Testa, when you think about calling out the problems of liberal policies, specifically, what were some of those policies that you and your candidates ran on in this previous election?
So, you know, look, we ran what I would call a monolith of failure from the Biden administration to the Murphy administration to the ruling party in Cumberland County for the last 50 years. And showed everybody. What I always say is you have to hold a mirror to their bad behavior. So we actually allowed national politics to get involved in our county race. Look at Biden's policies. Look at what he's doing to jobs. Look at what he's doing to our border. Look at what the amount of fentanyl that is coming across the border. Look at Governor Murphy, how he's bad for business in the state of New Jersey. We don't have real industry in Cumberland County. We can't attract businesses to come to Cumberland County because of Murphy's policies. Look at the failures of the Cumberland County Board of Chosen Freeholders, now Board of Commissioners, that they have failed at attracting businesses. Cumberland County is the only county in the state that doesn't have a parks and recreation system. Cumberland County has the highest illiteracy rate, the highest poverty rate, the worst secondary education rate in the state. And I blamed it on the Democrat commissioners who have been in power for a very long time and have done nothing, absolutely nothing, to change those horrible statistics.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I think education in schools matter a lot, too. And I think it's one of the things Republicans need to talk more about. The school lockdowns, the masking of our kids. I mean, we're still dealing with test scores, Mike, as you know, where kids are still struggling, math and reading and all across the board right now. They're still struggling by this. And Democrats were all in on shutting schools down, and our kids are still feeling this. And you know, I'm not convinced that if things got bad again this winter, they wouldn't try to do the same thing again. But we're also dealing with the woke curriculum, right? The transgender curriculum, the sex ed stuff, the CRT stuff. All of this is the fight right now. And it's why in places outside of Cumberland County, I'll take Morristown, New Jersey, for example, where Republicans on the municipal level did not win, but conservative candidates running for the school board did, because they talked about those issues and they won.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't be more right. And you and I have spoken about those very issues. And, you know, and I get labeled a radical because I came out with a bill that wanted to ban CRT being taught in our New Jersey schools. And I wanted to ban male athletes from competing against biological female athletes. I mean, and these are the things that we actually have to highlight each and every chance we get, because I said it before, and I will continue to say this, that it really has come down to the party of the insane versus the party of the sane. I mean, when you have to argue that biological males shouldn't compete against biological females in sport because it violates the fundamental fairness and the spirit and intent of Title IX, when we have to argue that position, it should highlight the insanity of the other side and just how bad it has gotten and how far astray we have gotten from government actually governing.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then we have to also think about going forward in terms of protecting our children. And I know Murphy's talking about using taxpayer dollars for transgender surgeries and gender affirming care, as they call it, you know, wanting to codify all this stuff into law. I mean, he's been so radical on abortion. And I think you do have to call this stuff out. I agree with you. I think that when Republicans hide from this stuff, they sound like Democrats, and then Democrats sound like better Democrats, and then they wind up winning.
I can't agree with you more. I mean, think about it. In the state of New Jersey, whatever anybody's stance is on abortion, in the state of New Jersey now, you can get an abortion up to the minute before delivery. And by the way, you don't have to be from New Jersey to have a taxpayer-funded abortion. You can come from not anywhere in America, anywhere in the world, and have a taxpayer-funded abortion. People need to understand that. I can tell you this. The people in the center that we keep on hearing about, that people are telling me, hey, you have to get more to the center, more to the center. The people in the center don't agree with that.
Right.
That is a radical leftist policy. And what you said about our children being masked, I mean, look, myself, Assemblyman Simonson and Assemblyman McClellan, we sent a letter very specifically to the governor. All it said was unmask our kids. And that was done early on in this insane process where we knew that public schools, any schools, were not super spreaders. They weren't super spreading events, but children weren't socializing. Teachers could not hear them or understand them. And guess what? The masks didn't work. We knew that. The science did not support what they were doing with these mandates. And, you know, we always get accused, Rich, on the right side of the aisle. We always get accused of not following the science. In this instance, all we wanted to do was follow the actual science and the data that was available to us. And we were told we were crazy and they weren't going to do it anyway.
What are you hoping will come out of it? And I agree with you, Mike. Absolutely. I think you said it so well there. What are you hoping will come out of Governor Murphy's long awaited independent review of how the team handled the pandemic? What are you looking for?
You know, I don't have high hopes for this. That's why I think we need to have a true legislative committee that can be formed with subpoena power. Why not have that committee? I mean, why is anybody afraid to allow the legislature to perform their duties as that separate but equal branch of government? Give us the power, give us subpoena power, and I think then we will see something. Unfortunately, what I foresee coming out of the Murphy administration concerning this is we've investigated ourselves in our handling of COVID-19 and the COVID-19 era, and we found nothing at all wrong with what we've done. And we know that they've done something very wrong. They violated basic germ theory when it came to our long-term care facilities, our veterans' homes, and our prison system. They were transferring inmates from North Jersey, where there were COVID outbreaks, to prisons in South Jersey, where my constituents and corrections officers, who are also my constituents, live, and causing the spread of infection. It made absolutely no sense. They violated basic germ theory.
Yeah. And it's still going on, right? I mean, our veterans died in the state-owned veterans nursing homes. They died in nursing homes, and they're still not safe. We still have not gotten to the bottom of this. And I think you are correct in saying that we need to have legislative oversight of this. It's the only way we're going to get answers. Well, listen, congratulations on the big success in Cumberland County. It was a bright, shining light in our region. It really was. And I think it's terrific.
Thank you so very much, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep up the good work, Mike. Senator Mike Testa, we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Can't wait. All the best.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And, you know, as I mentioned to you right before my interview with Mike, the breaking news just came out of the United States Supreme Court. The Biden administration's student loan debt repayment scam is going to be on hold for now. But it doesn't matter that it's going to be on hold because Biden is going to put it on hold regardless. So it's good that the courts have put it on hold, but Biden has put student loan repayment on hold till at least the summer. And that is outrageous how that's working out. And it's a game to get around the courts. What he's done is he said, all right, if you owe student loans, you don't have to pay and no interest will accrue until at least June, possibly August. And then if the Supreme Court turns around and says you can't repay student loan debt, Biden will probably just delay the repayment again. And meanwhile, somebody has to pay that interest. If it's not the holders of the loan, then it's you and me, the taxpayers. And that's exactly what's happening right now. It really is truly frustrating. But we'll continue to give you updates on that as well. The other breaking news is right before the interview with Senator Testa. The Senate did not pass a bill to avert the rail strike. Senator Bernie Sanders had led this fight to give them 7 days of paid sick leave. It failed in the Senate. So the rail strike still looms as of right now. This is what President Joe Biden said about this just before we came on the air today regarding that issue. Take a listen.
First, President Biden, do the freight rail workers deserve more than one day of paid sick leave like millions of Americans have? And if so, why didn't you negotiate for that when you were helping to negotiate that contract that you now want Congress to impose?
I love you guys. I negotiated a contract no one else could negotiate. The only thing that was left out was whether or not it was paid leave. You know, I've been trying to get paid leave, not just for rail workers, for everybody. But that other team, they called the Republicans, they voted against it. They said we couldn't do it. We're one of the few nations of the world that don't have paid leave for our workers. And so what we're doing is we can't afford to have. And by the way, in the meantime, they got a 45% increase in salary, et cetera. There's a lot of good things that happened in that. And in fact, this shuts down over the question of 1 to 5 paid or 7 or 9, whatever the numbers would be negotiated of paid leave days. It's going to immediately cost 750,000 jobs and cause a recession. And so what I've made it really clear is that what was negotiated was so much better than anything they ever had that it's worth. And they all signed on to it, by the way. There are only 4 unions that, out of the 13 or 14 that didn't agree.
So the rail workers are not particularly happy with Biden, but it is interesting how the workers voted to go along with this. Most of the unions, because they wanted the pay increase. And Bernie now is all in on the paid sick leave. So we'll talk more about that as well. 855-839-1210 is the number. The rail strike could cost the United States economy $2 billion a day if it does not go through. In Philadelphia, they are going to have a curfew, permanent curfew, 10 p.m. for the children. Will it do anything for crime? And what is Dr. Fauci whining about now when it comes to misinformation? We got so much more to talk about. Don't go away. Oh, and let me tell you about USA Insulation, because we are getting to that time of year when it's really cold out. You got to do something about it, right? And here's what you do. You call my friends at USA Insulation, because they'll come to your home and insulate your home. And when you get your home insulated today, they're going to insulate your attic for free. That's right. When they insulate your walls, they'll insulate your attic for free. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And USA Insulation is the company that I used for my home. Their premium foam insulation gets into places that simply other insulation can't. And let's face it, insulation breaks down over time, and a lot of homes don't even have any insulation whatsoever. So reach out to them today. Just go to usainsulation.net, usainsulation.net, or call them at 1-800-USA-FOAM, 1-800-USA-FOAM. Get your home insulated, and it will beat the incredibly expensive home heating bills you're going to have this winter and every winter after that. And also, in addition to that, your home is going to be so much more comfortable as well. So get your attic insulated for free when they foam your walls with USAinsulation.net.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.